Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Barry, naturopathic doctor, and today we are talking about leptin resistance, the symptoms of leptin resistance, causes, and of course, tips how to fix your leptin resistance. So I'll be talking about what is leptin and how we get the leptin resistance problem. Also, how do you know if you have leptin resistance? And of course, how to reverse the leptin resistance. Don't go anywhere because closer to the end of the show, we do have our trivia section of the show, so our quiz time. And this week's giveaway is the AccuBlood Sugar Balance from our great sponsors at VitaTree. So one of our participants will be randomly chosen from all of our answers to potentially win this. So congratulations to all of our previous winners. It's fantastic to have you all here today. And make sure that you are following Team Dr. Janine so that if you are our lucky winner, you can be contacted. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. This is the Dr. Janine Show. I am Dr. Janine Baring, and we are talking all about fixing our hormones and leptin resistance today. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, drop them in the comment section below. Make sure that you're following me, that you hit that subscribe button as well. And I appreciate all the love that you give throughout the show. So let's get started. What is leptin? So if you've ever heard about leptin resistance, you're wondering, what is leptin? Well, leptin is a hormone from our white fat cells. So our adipose tissue gives off this signal of leptin, which tells our brain our state of affairs. Now, the main function of leptin is to regulate the long-term balance between your body's food intake and its energy use, its energy expenditure. Now, leptin acts on the neurons in certain brain areas such as the hypothalamus, also the hippocampus, and the brainstem to help to regulate our food intake, our body's ability to make heat, so thermogenesis, our energy expenditure, and therefore weight loss, homeostasis, and of course our glucose and lipid metabolism. Now, leptin helps to prevent hunger and regulates our energy balance so that your body doesn't trigger a hunger response all the time when it doesn't need extra energy or calories. So you can see how this is so important as it's related to weight loss, managing our leptin levels. Now, when we talk more about what is leptin, it has a more profound effect when you actually lose weight. So as your body fat or your adipose tissue decreases, your leptin actually decreases. And now this signals the body to think that it's starving because there's not a lot of fat giving that signal to the brain. So leptin is low, and then this can stimulate intense hunger and appetite, which can lead to eating more food. This is a survival mechanism. This is how, you know, when there was lack of food, which of course is not the problem today, but when we did historically have lack of food, our leptin controlled our ability to survive, telling you to either get more food or that you have enough leptin, you've got enough food. And of course, increasing our food consumption when our leptin levels were low. Now, the goal is to always now to make sure that your leptin secretion and the uptake of your leptin by the brain is balanced on the leptin receptors. So this has a lot to do with our circadian rhythms. As you see, when I get to the tips on how to fix your leptin resistance, it really is important that we know how to do this, especially if you've been struggling with weight loss and leptin isn't something that you've ever heard or actually addressed in terms of helping to address your weight loss problems. So what is leptin resistance? And that's essentially what today's show is about. Well, this is when your brain doesn't respond as it normally should to that leptin signaling in the brain. So when you have leptin resistance, no sensation or feeling of full or feeling satiated or satisfied from your meals is happening. The brain doesn't register that you've eaten. And that means you're hungry all the time. You are craving a lot of carbohydrates, especially for that quick energy. And that seeming lack of leptin in leptin resistance also causes your body to enter somewhat like a starvation mode because the brain's not getting that leptin signaling because of the leptin resistance. And in an effort to save more energy, your brain actually decreases your energy levels and makes you use fewer calories at rest. Yes, your body is now using and is down regulating your metabolism using fewer calories at rest when you're leptin resistant. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means with leptin resistance, you're gaining weight in the form, especially of body fat, as survival to help to keep you alive. And this is now stimulating more hunger and decreasing your metabolism all at the same time. So what are the leptin resistance causes? Well, one of them is if you're eating all the time. So if you snack a lot between meals, this is a factor for leptin resistance. If you lack sunlight, if you're not getting enough natural sunlight exposure and natural environmental exposures to nature, your leptin is modulated by light. And there is research that shows that this is a huge factor, even more so than diet and what you're eating, in terms of balancing your leptin levels. Lack of being grounded is another leptin resistance cause. Eating late at night also can mess up your leptin signaling. So this is really another important cause that is something that you can mitigate very easily in terms of your leptin resistance. And eating a high sugar diet. So as soon as our high insulin level is there, then this increases our triglyceride levels. And triglycerides, unfortunately, alters our leptin being able to get into the brain, into the hypothalamus, from the blood-brain barrier. So this is messing up our leptin signaling. Another cause for leptin resistance is poor sleep. And this is important because our leptin and secretion of leptin is most active when we're sleeping. So if we're not getting a good night's sleep, then our leptin signaling will be messed up and then we start to gain more weight. This is related to your thyroid as well, which I will touch upon in today's episode. Sleep apnea is another leptin resistance cause. And when you are lacking in oxygen during your sleep, this actually increases your leptin resistance and your leptin levels. So you can see that there are a lot of factors here. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. I'm talking about leptin resistance, symptoms, causes, and tips. I want to say a quick hello to and shout outs to a few people here. So on Facebook, we have Melanie Lamb. Nice to see you, Sonia. Arletta is here, and Joyce Ann. A lot of my regulars are here as well. Great to see you on Facebook. Hello, Psalmbody777. Nice to see you. Helmchel, hello. It's great to see you. Jamila is here as well. And Jennifer Heinrich, hello. Raina's here as well on TikTok. And I think I have a bunch of new people here. So Go Bit the Kitty is here as well. Nice to see you. DIY Job 123. Hello, hello. And it's great to have you all here. So thank you for tuning in today. We are streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, talking about leptin resistance. So let's talk now about leptin resistance symptoms. How do you know that you have leptin resistance? Well, first, if you cannot lose weight, despite trying everything, maybe you're watching, you know, your diet and you're exercising and that weight is not coming off, that could be one of the telltale signs of leptin resistance. Now, weight gain can be constant as well, because the leptin resistance means that your brain is not getting that message of the leptin to stop eating. And this means that you could be hungry all the time because of the leptin resistance, and you're thinking about food all the time. This used to be me. You know, I fully disclosed the fact that I had really bad leptin resistance before I discovered the fact that I had leptin resistance. Didn't know why I was hungry all the time, despite even eating a healthy diet, because as you probably would guess, as a naturopathic doctor, I eat fairly healthfully, but just being hungry all the time and never satisfied. Well, that was because for me, the leptin resistance, as well as a lot of cravings for carbohydrates. So if you're a foodie, you love your carbs, a lot of food cravings in general can be related to the leptin resistance as well. And always looking for that quick hit of energy. And that's why often you crave the carbohydrates, because with leptin resistance, your energy and can be depleted. You can feel very sluggish all the time. And that is for that quick hit of that, you know, those sugars to boost up that temporary hit of energy. That can be a symptom of leptin resistance as well. Chronic headaches can be related to leptin resistance. And this is something else that I suffered with and had chronic headaches. They would come and go despite taking my supplements, and mine have completely disappeared now since fixing my leptin resistance, which is awesome. As well as poor sleep schedule. So we know that our leptin absorption and utilization of leptin in our body peaks in the nighttime when we're sleeping in the early morning hours. So that's really important to fix the leptin resistance as part of, you know, fixing your sleep schedules and your circadian rhythms, but that's important for your weight loss as well. And of course, another symptom of leptin resistance is low thyroid symptoms are getting worse. So if you do suffer with hypothyroidism, We know that leptin increases our reverse T3. And when you have leptin resistance, you're going to have more of that reverse T3, which is working against your active thyroid hormones, therefore severely decreasing your body's metabolism and your metabolic rate to be able to burn off that fat when you're sleeping. So continuing with leptin and what leptin resistance does to the body. So these are some of the consequences of having leptin resistance, some of which, you know, they're very important. That's why I keep coming back to this topic, because it's important for overall health that we are, again, in terms of prevention, preventing disease. And some of the big ones are in this list now. So when we talk about poor mitochondrial function and poor mitochondrial redox reactions, this is important. Now, we know that leptin resistance causes brain mitochondrial dysfunction and at the same time induces insulin resistance. So in this study, they found that that decrease in that mitochondrial function to function normally. We know that our mitochondria is what actually helps for our energy. That's where we get our ATP, our energy in our body. That is now, and that interaction of the mitochondria, the leptin, and our insulin signaling in the brain is all correlated. So that's really, really important to know that, yes, and part of the aging process means poor mitochondrial function. Our leptin has a big part of the aging process as well. Obesity, we know, of course, is another outcome, and this is something that leptin resistance does to us as well. And of course, autoimmune diseases. Here we look again at another study that is discussing that crosstalk of the mitochondria with brain insulin and leptin signaling. So this correlation, you can look up these studies yourself and really read the literature if you're so inclined, like I like to do my geekiness and read all of these scientific studies. But I do that work for you so that you can understand and appreciate that the science backs up what I'm discussing, and hopefully enlightening you. And maybe something that you haven't thought about is leptin resistance, as that's related to your overall metabolism and your ability or inability to lose weight. So obesity, we talked about autoimmune diseases as well. So when we take a look at this chart, we can see that autoimmune diseases can attack different parts of the body. So whether it's in the brain, whether it's the hair follicles with alopecia, which has certainly been in the news a lot in the last couple of weeks, thyroid, of course, thyroid issues, Graves' disease, or Hashimoto's, which is something that I've been through as well. And with fixing my leptin resistance, have been able to heal my own Hashimoto's, heart disease, as well as it's related, kidney disease, as it's related to autoimmune attack, and of course, the effects of leptin resistance, the pancreas, the intestines, the joints, the skin, and vitiligo is a good example of autoimmune attack. So tying this back now to leptin resistance, yes, this is a big factor. So don't go anywhere, because I've got tips how to fix your leptin resistance coming up, and of course, our quiz section is coming up as well. As well as diabetes. So we know that leptin resistance usually happens first, and then it curtails itself into, and then we have the exacerbation of the insulin resistance as well. So usually it starts with the leptin resistance first. We know that overall inflammation in the body is related to leptin resistance and our leptin signaling as well. So in this study, we know that it shows us that leptin induces C-reactive protein expression in vascular endothelial cells. So as it's related to, of course, heart disease, we know that leptin causes that inflammation in the endothelial lining of the arteries. So that, again, is showing us that we've got to fix this leptin resistance for heart disease prevention as well. Low testosterone, low estrogen, progesterone imbalances and ratios can be related to leptin. And this is something that I've talked about in other videos. So check out my other videos on pregnenolone steel and what's happening there with leptin resistance, as it will further decrease our ability to make our testosterone. And that's important for healthy muscle mass as we're aging. For women, our estrogen progesterone ratios and balance is really important as well. When we talk about anxiety and depression, this is something else that leptin resistance can do to our body. Poor immune function, and this is very interesting. So I looked at some of the most recent data on what has happened in terms of leptin signaling, in terms of after having a certain viral infection. So there's that famous viral infection that everybody knows about. There's something called long haulers, so people who don't get well after having a certain viral infection, you know what I'm talking about here. as it's related to leptin signaling as well. And a big one, you know, personal to my own family's history is cancer. So the whole correlation between leptin resistance, your hormones, autoimmune disease, and of course, chronic inflammation, as that's related to cancer as well. Very important that we are fixing our leptin resistance. If you're just tuning in, welcome. I'm Dr. Janine. Today, I'm talking all about leptin resistance, the symptoms, the causes, and the tips. I want to say hello to Blazian Shaw, Sam Sue. Hello, hello on TikTok. Nice to see you and nice to see you all here today. And I know that you've got a bunch of questions, everyone, so stay tuned. I will stay on the line with TikTok and with Instagram after we close up the show, so don't go anywhere. And I hope to answer some of your questions at that time. So continuing in on now that the communication between leptin and the immune system. So in this study, in immunity, the leptin functions as a cytokine and coordinates the host's innate and adaptive responses by promoting Th1 type of immune response. Leptin induced the proliferation of the functions of antigen-presenting cells, monocytes, and T helper cells. So in short, this can be very pro-inflammatory, and with something that we've heard about is the cytokine storms, which people don't do so well with cytokine storms if their immune system becomes overzealous. And leptin could be a key contributor to acute respiratory distress syndromes. So you may have heard of ARDS and the cytokine storms as it's related to a certain infamous virus that I don't think anybody hasn't heard about in the last couple of years. So again, leptin and the immune system, that correlation, very, very important. Now, in other work that was done in terms of scientific research, obese mice that were challenged with another virus, so the H1N1 virus infection, developed more extensive lung inflammation and damage, as well as enhanced pro-inflammatory cytokine expression compared to lean mice. And was that related to leptin signaling? Yes. So leptin, when we talk about now the leptin resistance diet, and I will give you some dietary tips as it's related to leptin, this is what you haven't heard: light. So our light exposure modulates leptin and ghrelin. And in one study, they actually found that that modulation in sleep-restricted adults, the red, green, and blue morning light exposure. So you hear me talk about this a lot, looking at the morning, getting early morning sunlight exposure when the sun is rising, that morning red light and green light exposure significantly decreased ghrelin concentrations and helped to increase leptin. Now, leptin, it's all about that balance. Getting better in terms of leptin resistance is important so that your brain can actually read those better leptin signaling that's happening when it is secreted as you're exposed to that light. Now, researchers have also found that sleep-deprived people had high levels of ghrelin, which is the hunger hormone, makes you look for all of that hunger, and of course, stimulating that overall hunger and lower leptin levels. So we have to find that balance, as I said, in terms of leptin levels and what's going on with our overall metabolism and our ability and wanting and always yearning and seeking out more food for our survival. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. Today we're talking leptin resistance, the symptoms, the causes, and tips. It's so great to see you here. Hello, I want to say hello on TikTok to Curtis, A1, Nyla for Passion, and Darlene G9. A lot of new people here today, so it's great to have you. Welcome, welcome. Stay tuned after the show. As I said, I will be answering some of your questions, so don't go anywhere. And we do have our trivia section coming up as well. Okay, leptin resistance diet. What can we do to fix our leptin resistance? Tip number one, stop eating fructose or severely limit your fructose. And I know you're thinking, oh my goodness, fruit is so good for me. Well, the big sources of fructose are fruits. Fruit juices are much worse because it's a higher spike of your fructose levels. Honey, as well as agave, molasses and blackstrap molasses, maple syrup, dates. As much as these are healthy foods, it's questionable because if you do have leptin resistance, you're going to have a problem with utilizing all of this fructose and it will shut down your leptin getting into your brain. We also know that white sugar and brown sugar are the culprits, because we know that sucrose is about 45 to 50% fructose, and fructose being the fruit sugar, again, will shut down your leptin signaling. So why does the leptin resistance diet say no to fructose? Well, fructose actually alters the blood-brain barrier leptin transport system, meaning that leptin can't get into the brain. The brain can't read the leptin signaling, meaning that this is leptin resistance. So therefore we have more leptin resistance, and that because that leptin can't get into the brain, our leptin levels are actually high, but the brain is reading low because it's not getting into the brain. So we seek out more food, and you can see how this causes a problem for us. Now, sugars in general, we know, will increase our insulin levels, will also increase our triglycerides. And triglycerides are a big, big problem for leptin resistance because, again, this causes more of that resistance at the brain level, meaning that the leptin can't cross the blood-brain barrier, can't get into the brain, and the brain can't read the signal of the high leptin. Now, this is an interesting little point, uric acid. So if you have high uric acid in your blood work, this could be an indication that your body is not metabolizing your fructose very well and that you may be leptin resistant. So this is something to really, if you've ever suffered with gout, you know that your uric acid levels have probably been a bit high, as it's related probably to leptin resistance and not being able to metabolize that fructose as well. Now let's talk a little bit about leptin resistance and fasting. So I know that fasting is very popular these days. I like to fast myself, but I've always said that you don't necessarily want to fast every day, even with intermittent fasting. And there's a really fine line between the benefits of fasting if you are leptin resistant. So usually I would suggest that somebody fixes their leptin resistance first before you endeavor to do the fasting. Now, if you're fasting every day, even intermittent fasting, you risk the body thinking that it's in starvation mode. So we know in starvation mode that that's a low leptin situation. Now, when we increase our stress, we also increase our cortisol levels, and this then can release glycogen, and an increase of insulin follows that increase in glycogen. This means then more insulin, more and higher triglycerides, meaning that we have the leptin resistance. Again, the leptin can't get into the brain by the blood-brain barrier. We get that leptin resistance, and then we know that leptin resistance happens first, and then we get into the scenario of insulin resistance. So one of my tips here is, if you can, fix your leptin resistance first. If you are going to do fasting, don't fast every day. And certainly if you are doing intermittent fasting, make sure that, you know, it's not happening every day of the week. You may want to stagger it, do it two or three times a week instead of every single day to fast one of your meals. And if you are going to fast any meal, you've heard me say this in other videos, the best meal to fast is your dinner, not your breakfast. Eat your breakfast. Hence, why do we call it breakfast? It's called breakfast. Break fast. Break the fast. You want to eat breakfast. It does help your leptin and your ghrelin signaling first thing in the morning and helps to set the tone for your day in terms of your circadian rhythms. Okay, so how do we do this? How do we reverse leptin resistance? Well, tip number one is follow Mother Nature's prescription. So what does this mean? This means getting that light exposure, especially first thing in the morning. I want you to see the sunrise, get grounded, do your best to make sure that you're connecting with nature. Just take a few moments, even if you've only got 2 minutes. I always do my best to get some of that sunlight exposure on my skin, in your eyes. Don't wear sunglasses. See that sunrise and make sure you're grounded, meaning that you're out on the earth without shoes. You don't want anything between you and the earth. Tip number two, how to fix your leptin resistance, is cut out the sugars, especially that fructose. So if you're that person who loves a lot of fruits, at least until you fix your leptin signaling, you want to cut out those sugars, especially the, you know, refined sugars, absolutely, but fructose is a no-no. So if you love your fruits, you may have to curtail it a little bit as you're fixing your leptin resistance. Tip number three is fasting. And if you're going to do fasting, then fast your dinner. And of course, don't do your fasting every single day. So there's definitely a lot of benefits of doing intermittent fasting, which we can see here. Fat burning, helping with our growth hormone. You're nice, alive, and awake, and your energy is great. And the 16-8, of course, is probably the most common type of intermittent fasting. You can have your black coffee or do dirty fasting like I do with my coffee, but you don't want to do it every single day to get the benefits and to not mess up your leptin signaling. Tip number four is no snacking. When you are fixing your leptin resistance, you don't want to snack between meals. You want to allow your body to get hungry. Between meals, you don't want to be snacking and spiking your insulin throughout the day. That will mess up your leptin signaling. Tip number five is to stop eating at least 3 and ideally 4 hours before bedtime. Your leptin can only be properly signaled, released from the brain, and that whole connection with that leptin signaling happens when you're sleeping. It only happens when your insulin is low. The only way that you can make sure that your insulin is low is that you aren't challenging your insulin and asking your insulin to work for you to get your glucose and that sugar and that food into your metabolism, into your cells. So how do you do that? You have to stop eating at least 3 to 4 hours before bedtime. That's why if you are doing intermittent fasting, you're going to do that and fast your dinner. Tip number six for fixing your leptin resistance is to take EGCG. Now, EGCG is that important antioxidant from green tea. So drinking green tea throughout the day is helpful. I actually take it in a few of my supplements. So the EGCG is in a high concentration in my fat burning supplement that I take, and my whole food multivitamins. So if you want links to, you know, some of that information, check the description in this video and you will learn more about those. But what EGCG from green tea does is it helps to lower your triglyceride production from insulin. So remember that insulin and spiking insulin is a problem for our leptin signaling. And the more triglycerides we have, then we have a problem in terms of the blood-brain barrier and that leptin resistance. So we can help to lower those triglycerides by consuming the EGCG. And that's one of the reasons I believe with as it's tied to leptin resistance, why EGCG is so helpful in certain fat-burning supplements, because it's working on leptin. Tip number seven is to get a good night's sleep to reverse your leptin resistance. Now we know that leptin is most active when we are sleeping. It happens in the early morning hours around 12 to 1 a.m. Really important that you, again, are in a low insulin state, but also that you're in a deep sleep at that time. So get to bed on time to help your leptin resistance. Tip number eight is to use some cold exposure. So we know that cold exposure helps our mitochondrial health, but also helps our leptin signaling from our fat cells. So what I do is I put ice packs. I know it sounds strange, but I've talked about this in other videos. I put ice packs on my more fat conscious areas, so on my abdomen and my lower back, and that helps your leptin signaling to help to reverse your leptin resistance. And tip number nine for reversing leptin resistance is that mind-body connection. So I know this can take up to 2-3 months to fix your leptin resistance to ensure that your brain now is taking up that leptin signaling. Don't give up. Anything that's related to weight loss, if you're doing it and you're getting at the grass roots, the root causes to why you can't lose that weight, being leptin resistant, it's going to take some time. It took you probably years to get to this state of leptin resistance and having some of the habits that were, you know, like eating a lot of the carbs, maybe snacking and doing all the things that I said not to do. So follow these tips today, and I assure you, stick with it. You can do it. Consistency is the key. You will find those results that you're looking for in reversing your leptin resistance. Okay, so today we talked all about leptin resistance. It is quiz time. This is the time, the fun time of the show. It's so great to have you all here. So thank you to everybody who's tuning in today. Today we did talk about leptin resistance, the symptoms, the causes, and the tips how to fix it. I hope that you refer back to this video. Of course, you can watch it a few times, take your notes on YouTube, and you will love the fact that staying consistent with my tips, you will be able to reverse your leptin resistance and probably be able to help yourself in so many other ways, whether it is autoimmunity, whether it is inflammation in your body, pain, achy joints, bad sleep. I mean, it really does help to fix so many different things. And of course, you can get that stubborn weight off that you may have been struggling with. Okay, it's quiz time. Are we ready? Now, remember, we're playing again from our great sponsors at VitaTree for the Accu Blood Sugar Balance. This is something, if you've got more questions about, of course, I can answer those questions on TikTok and on Instagram after the show closes, but this is what we're playing for today. So it doesn't matter. Just do your best. Even if you can't answer these questions correctly, just do your best. Put it in the comments. I've got my team behind the scenes. I'll be looking up here. I'll be looking here. And we will be talking about, hello, Raina's here, Melbourne as well. We will be talking about what, and the quiz questions usually come from last week's show. Okay, are we ready? Question number one, true or false? Dark under eye circles can be related to heart qi in traditional Chinese medicine. I started off with a tougher one. Sabrina in Texas, you came late. Nyla for passion, good try. Tina B, good try, good try. Jennifer Heinrich, good job. Oh my goodness. Bowie Forever 66, Mary Westick, good try, good try. Valerie, good try. Helmchel, Chantel, good try. Stacy's Knee, good try. JRW, XO, good try. Raina, good job. Jamila, good try. Anybody else? Okay, Jennifer, you changed your answer, good job. Anybody else? On Instagram? Sorry? F. Lopez. Good job. Good job. Good job on Instagram. I'm going to turn you up so I can hear you better. Anybody else? Oh, Sonia, good try. Arletta, good try on, I think that's Facebook and on YouTube. Let's see. Oh, there's some more right answers that I see here. On Panda May, good job. Lexi Childs, good try. P. Thomas, 100, good job. Elisa, good job on Instagram. The answer is false. So the dark under eye circles. So this is something that we talked about in last week's show with when I did the facial exercises and taping for the face for any concerns around the eyes and eye wrinkles and under eye bags. Under the eyes is related to the kidneys in traditional Chinese medicine. So if you missed last week's show, make sure you check it out. Okay, question number two. Name the muscle that surrounds the eyes. Name the muscle that surrounds the eyes. I went a little bit tougher on you guys this week because I know we have people that take notes on the shows and things, so I have to appease to you guys as well. Good try, everyone. Yes, good try. Here we go. Anybody can name the muscle? Yep. Oh, B loves has... BB loves someone. Good job. Oh, Chris Blue Silver. Nice job. Nice job. I'm impressed. That's good. Anybody else? Anybody else? Oh, Arletta, I like that answer. I like that answer. Anybody? Mary Westick, good try. Pebbles China, I like that answer. That's good. Thank you for all the likes coming through, everyone. 20,000 likes on TikTok. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else? Panda May, you don't know? That's okay. Just try anything. Just put in the name of any muscle. Hey, you could put the quadriceps. It'll qualify you to win our prize. Just what's the name of the muscle around the eyes? Nadia has it on Instagram. Good job. My Cozy Day Spa has it as well. Oh, user 9417. Good job. Wow. So we do have a... Mr. Hankey, good try, good try. Very, very close. You got some of the right letters there. Roly-poly-oly, I will answer that in after we close the show, so please don't go anywhere. Helmchel has it? Helmchel. Looky-loo muscle, I like that. That's awesome. Okay, so the name of the... Liz Q has it? Good job. So the name of the muscle around the eyes is the orbicularis oculi when there's two of them, or oculus when there's one. Good job, everyone. Whoever got that one right. Nice job. Okay. Looky-loo. I like that. Helmchel. Nice. Okay. Question number three, true or false. It is best to do lymphatic drainage before yoga facial exercises. True or false? It is best to do lymphatic drainage before yoga facial exercises. This one's easy. Okay, who's got this answer? Who's going to be quick on the uptake on this one? I'm checking TikTok. Oh, yes. Good. Nyla for passion. Very quick. Good job. Jennifer Heinrich. Good try. Good try. Mary West Kick, good job. Okay, Irena, good job. Melberg, good job. Anybody? Elsie Castles, good try. Chris Blue Silver, good job. Chantel, good job. Jamila, good job. Helmchel, nice. Pebbles China, good job. P. Thomas, good try. BB loves someone, good job. Anybody else? Instagram has a bunch of right answers as well. Sorry? La Poopy? Oh, I like that. My Cozy Day Spa. Good job. Good, good, good. Sonia, good job on. Nadia has it as well. Arletta, Alisa. Yeah, nice. Good job. Pink Rocks. Liz Q. Diva Organic. Grace Ferreira. Mr. Hankey. Good job. Lexi Childs. Good try. Panda May. I think I mentioned you. Yeah, good. That was an easy one. Good job, everyone. Yes. It is true. Yes. So check out. I recently, a couple days ago, or was it yesterday? I shared the how to do the lymphatic drainage. Yesterday, I posted that one on TikTok. So check that out. And I'm J9 Naturally on TikTok, if you didn't yet know. So make sure you get TikTok and check out J9 Naturally. And on Instagram, I'm at Dr. Janine, in case you didn't know. So there's sometimes differing information and posts on each. So, but a lot of times they're similar. Okay. Question number 4. Name a supplement Dr. Janine takes for glowing skin. These things I have mentioned and what I heard in my ear from my producer are good ones as well. I will not repeat what she's saying. So what do I take for glowing skin? What have I mentioned? Yes, Chantel 808. Good job. That's one of them. Melbourne, absolutely. Jennifer Heinrich 91. You guys know all of my secrets. Good job. My Cozy Day Spa has it as well. Good job. Sonia has it. Anybody else? Arletta, good. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Arletta, I love your answer. On You Know Me Well, Arletta. Arletta must have been following for a while. BB Loves Someone, yes. Elsie Castles, yes. Very good, Elsie Castles. Oh my goodness, My Cozy Day Spa. Good job. MC Brenda. I thought you were going to say MC Hammer. MC Brenda. Good job. Diva Organic has it as well. Yes, Raina. Raina knows me well as well. Panda May. Yes, absolutely. Nadia as well. Oh my goodness. Who said that? Nadia said the very specific type of something that I take. Good job. Very, very good. Panda May, probably my favorite, is the one that you have shared. Yes. Anybody else? Helmchel, yes, absolutely. Okay, so Saul, thank you for the follow. Thanks for all the new follows. And thank you, everybody who shared and is sharing today's TikTok. Let your friends in on the action. We have one quiz question left, so please share. Okay, yes. So I take my hydrolyzed grass-fed collagen. I take hair, skin, and nails formulation, which has lysine and silica and MSM, which is fantastic, that combination for healthy hair, skin, and nails. I take my DHA, which is high in my fish oil supplement. I take my vitamin C, which is an organic whole food vitamin C. Of course, my zinc bisglycinate. I take my coenzyme Q10. I don't know if anybody mentioned my CoQ10. Vitamin D, as well as my magnesium bisglycinate. Those are some. I take a few other things as well, but those are kind of my regulars for my beauty routine. Okay, good job, everyone. You know me so well. Are we ready for the last question? True or false? Your outer beauty is a reflection of your inner beauty. True or false? That's a good way to round out the show. True or false? Your outer beauty is a reflection of your inner beauty. I hope everybody gets this. Nyla for passion. Absolutely. You were quick on that one. Sweet Jerry, good job. BB Loves Someone, good job. Melbourne, of course. Mary Westick. Oh, Nadia said quercetin in the previous question. Awesome. Yes, that's very true. Helmchel, Sterling Silver 04, Chantel, Grace Ferreira, Elsie Castles, Mary, everybody on Instagram. Nadia, everybody on Instagram has it. Phi is here. Hello. Nice to see you. P. Thomas as well. Good job. Phi. Oh, thank you, Phi. Thank you. That's nice of you to say. Anybody else? Of course. Oh, Arletta, yes, 100%. Love that answer. Sonia Bermudez, good. Harvinder, nice to see you on YouTube. Yes, very good. Pebbles China, oh, yeah, I see that answer. And Panda May, everybody else has the answer that I would say, which is definitely true. So yeah, working on your inner health, that mind body spirit connection will do a lot for your outward looking beauty. So there we have it, everyone. Today we talked all about leptin resistance, the symptoms, the causes, and the tips of having issues with your leptin signaling and leptin resistance. If you do have further questions and comments, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop it in the comment section below. Be sure to share this video as well. And of course, give me all of the love. And I appreciate all the love that you've shared with me throughout today's show. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I hope that you'll subscribe and click the bell. Everyone has a calling in life. And one of mine is to educate you how to live your life in tune and in line with nature. Thanks for watching.